Dear friends, the church we are worshiping together in is called a cathedral. And the reason it is called a cathedral is because of this chair I'm sitting in. It's the cathedra, or the bishop's chair. It's an outward symbol that bishops are ordained to preach the apostolic tradition, the tradition of the holy apostles. So on solemn occasions sometimes, I preach ex cathedra from this chair. Now, the reason I'm preaching from it today is because my back is killing me. I went through all sorts of tests. The older folks here know all it is old age and arthritis. But today is one of those days. So that's why I'm preaching to you ex cathedra. I want you to imagine if you won the lottery, millions and millions of dollars, and you wanted a really great car, so you went out and bought a Ferrari, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I guess, and it was beautiful. But when they deliver it to you, if that beautiful car had no wheels, it would make no sense. The car would be incomplete. The same thing could be true about a beautiful airplane. You could have jet engines, but if it didn't have wings, it would be incomplete. It couldn't fly. Imagine a baseball game with only bats but no balls, or a basketball game with basketballs but no hoop at the end of the court. Those games would be incomplete. They'd really be rather silly. The truth is, God has made us human beings in such a way that we are incomplete and even rather silly if we are not connected to one another. You can't really flourish in this life. You can't really live fully in this world without families, without moms and dads, brothers and sisters, cousins, without friends, for us older folks, without colleagues, people we can depend upon, people who help us and challenge us. Human beings were not designed by God to be disconnected. Human beings were designed by God to be a part of humanity, a part of the lives of one another. And our need for connection is even greater when it comes to God. Humankind is not the measure of all things. We are incomplete without God. We are sinners without God. We do stupid things without God. We almost lose hope unless we are connected to God and to one another. If you ever want to get a little depressed, read that book of Job that we heard in today's first reading. It's magnificent poetry. It's one of the wisdom books, but I wouldn't read it on a dark day. It basically says there's lots of trouble in this life, much goodness, but also trouble. And we can reach limits in this life where we don't know what to do. However, not in today's passage, but near the end, Job, that wise man, says, I know that my Redeemer lives. We see the Redeemer in today's gospel. Jesus was invited to a meal, and the Lord liked to go out to dinner. He's at Peter's house, but the lady of the house was sick. He cures her. Her need was met by the Lord's love. And then people found out he was in town. He went around casting out demons, healing the sick, comforting them. Jesus reveals everything we need to know about God. Jesus completes us. And without that connection with God through Jesus Christ in the Holy Spirit, we are as ridiculous as broken, as incomplete as a car without wheels. Some of the folks here are going to make their first communion this year, a special moment. The rest of us can receive communion daily or certainly every Sunday, and especially the first communion class. When you come to the altar of God, you're coming to the risen Christ, truly present with us as our food and drink. We taste on earth something of what we'll know forever in heaven. So plan ahead of time what you're going to say to the Lord who completes you, who nourishes you, who loves you. And all of us who receive today, let's not go up to communion kind of unconscious. Let us remember there is no limit to the power and to the love and to the mercy that we receive when we receive Jesus Christ. And when this Mass is over, let's all try to imitate the example of the young men and women in scouting here in the cathedral. They just don't take care of themselves. They give to others. They make their communities, their world, a better place. They show the generosity in their hearts that Jesus shows to us. So in this cathedral, I bring my aching back to the Lord. In this cathedral, you bring all your needs to the Lord, and then imitate His love and mercy to one another.